This is Best Laid Plans of Wolves and Men, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Jarrah Keen and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Derek Hale Stas Stalinski, with additional tags for fake relationship, fake dating, trope subversion inversion, embarrassment, insecure styles, scent marking, sharing clothes, protective Derek, canon typical violence. Community trope bingo 10 and 10 challenge. Derek's hand is wrapped around the guy's wrist so tight, Styles can literally hear bones creaking. "You don't touch Styles," he's saying. His voice is unforgiving as his grip. "You don't talk to him unless he talks to you first. You don't even look at him." The guy, Hank, is an Omega, new in town. He's been harassing Styles pretty much since he stepped foot in Beacon Hills. There was never anything overt, though, just unrelenting innuendo, some overly familiar touching. Certainly nothing deserving of this kind of response. Hank doesn't back down, which is actually kind of scary because Styles would have guessed that he'd cave in a heartbeat. "Maybe he wants me to touch him," he snarls instead, flashing his eyes at Derek. "Maybe he'll beg me to." Derek twists his arm. There's a sickening crunch, and Hank's face crumples in pain. "Who the hell do you think you are?" he demands, panting. Derek leans in close. "I'm the one who'll rip your heart out of your chest and eat it if you so much as look at him wrong." Hank makes a hurt but defiant sound, still trying to save face. Derek growls him into silence. In the end, there's no contest. Hank has no pack behind him, and he's no match for Derek on his own. In less than a minute, he's bowing his head, still angry but unmistakably defeated, and Derek is releasing his wrist. Hank drops to the ground, curling around his injured arm protectively. Styles doesn't wait for Derek to turn around. He all but runs to his car. Styles hasn't been this angry in a long, long time. He throws his bag inside and just stands there with his arms braced against the car for a moment. Closing his eyes, he takes deep, calming breaths. There's no need to overreact. So things didn't go the way he thought they would. It's not a big deal. He should have known Derek would choose to face things head on. The disappointment he's feeling is childish. He's better than this. "What the hell, Styles?" Styles grits his teeth. "I had a plan," he says, without turning around. "Mine was faster," Derek counters. Styles can almost hear the shrug in his voice. Oh, how he wants to strangle that man right now. He won't, because peace and pack and everything they've been through. But man, in his fantasies, he is going to be setting Derek Hale on fire for days. "Yes, violence," Styles bites out, fiddling with his backpack so he won't have to face Derek. "Your answer to everything." Derek steps closer to stand next to him. "You asked for my help. I helped. I don't understand why you're mad at me now." Styles shuts his eyes. "Don't strangle him. Do not strangle him. If I wanted him threatened with violence, I could have asked Scott. Hell, I could have done it myself. I'm not exactly a harmless little bunny here. I asked for your help with something specific. Not this." Derek snorts dismissively. "That plan would have taken months," he says. "It wasn't gonna work." Styles feels something grab his heart and squeeze it like an orange. "Right," he says, climbing into the Jeep. "Thanks for whatever." He berates himself all the way home. He's being ridiculous, immature, irrational. The plan was stupid to begin with. He should have known better than to try and implement some rom-com recipe in real life. The idea just popped into his head, and Styles can be a little obsessive. He got carried away. And when Derek agreed, he thought... Well, he thought wrong. Derek doesn't want to be saddled with Styles for months. He doesn't want Styles in his space, and maybe he's bothered by the idea that people might think they're an item. Maybe he didn't like seeing Styles wearing his t-shirt today. Maybe Derek was so repulsed by the thought of them exchanging clothes and smelling like each other, he figured why not just kill Hank and be done with it? Maybe murder seems better to Derek than being Styles Stilinski's pretend boyfriend. Styles stops at a red light and buries his face in his hands. He's being melodramatic. It's not that bad. It's bad, though. Styles got so engrossed in this stupid fantasy, he even planned out their outings, which is what he was going to call their fake date so Derek wouldn't freak out. His backpack is filled with clothes he wore to bed recently, all chosen with Derek in mind, plus a bunch of things he could have forgotten at Derek's place, you know, for authenticity. It's not like he planned out a seduction. He just thought maybe it could be, like, a trial run. But Derek isn't interested. Derek isn't interested. Styles can't stop thinking that over and over again. Derek isn't interested. Styles was being creepy and pushy, and he's so embarrassed right now because Derek isn't interested. He parks in front of the house and takes a moment to just sit and breathe. He will push through the embarrassment until he comes out the other side. He's no stranger to mortification, after all. He'll live through this. Probably. And if worse comes to worst, he can always fake his own death and move away. On that cheerful note, he grabs his backpack and gets out of the car. Derek Hale is in his room. Obviously, Styles Day hasn't been torturous enough as it is. "What do you want, Derek?" Styles asks, feeling exhausted. He has embarrassed himself to death. He just wants to hide under his blanket now and try to give himself amnesia by wishing really hard.
"Are you going to tell me why you're mad at me?"
Derek is sitting on his bed like he belongs there. That fires Styles' anger up all over again. Derek has every right not to be interested in him, but he doesn't get to do this afterwards.
"Out of my room, now,"
he says, kicking the door fully open and crossing his arms over his chest. Derek, very pointedly, doesn't move.
"Derek, I swear to God."
"What?" Derek says, half a smirk on his face.
"What are you gonna do? Make up a ridiculous plan to maybe, possibly, get me out of your room in 3 months?"
Styles feels his face heat up.
"Out,"
he says again. Derek rushes at him like a storm.
"I don't understand you,"
he says, spitting out the words in Styles' face.
"You get angry at me for no reason, and you smell all..."
He makes a gesture that Styles really doesn't care to decipher.
"Did I ruin your fun? Is that it? Were you gonna jerk him around for a while? Mess with his head? Is that why you're sad now?"
Styles feels a stab in his chest.
"Stop smelling me,"
he says, rough and shaky.
"My plan sucked. I get the message. Now leave me alone."
On second thought, he adds,
"Please."
He's gonna hate himself for that later, but right now he feels painfully close to shattering all over the floor. He needs Derek gone yesterday. Derek sighs, runs a palm over his eyes.
"Look, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help, and then you got all..."
Styles nods, holding himself perfectly still.
"Well, everything's dealt with now, and I'm fine, so..."
Derek doesn't move to leave. He tilts his head.
"That was a lie,"
he says. It's not an accusation, just a statement.
but Styles still feels like he's been slapped. Stop listening to my heart.
Derek squints at him as if he's trying to see into his brain.
I don't want you in my room,
Styles says calmly, and then he remembers.
And I don't want your shirt.
He tugs off the stupid t-shirt he borrowed from Derek and throws it at him. Derek keeps staring, silent, calculating.
Why?
He says finally. Styles looks away, tucking his hands in his pockets. He is very much regretting taking off the t-shirt now.
He can't pull off the naked and homicidal thing Derek does so well.
He gets self-conscious and clumsy when he's naked, and he flushes all the way down to his navel.
It's not pretty.
He shivers, more from anxiety than cold, and moves to reach for a new shirt. Derek stops him. He holds up the shirt Styles threw at him. The dark green one that's a little too large on Styles because Derek's muscles stretched it out of shape. He doesn't hand it to Styles. Instead, turns it the right side out, and tentatively, slowly, puts it on Styles himself. Styles shivers again, but for an entirely different reason.
We need to clear some things up, Derek says,
running his hands down Styles' torso to straighten out the fabric. They come to a rest at Styles' waist, seeping warmth through the soft cotton.
If someone touches you without your permission, I will break their bones. I'm not going to sit around for months hoping to convince them not to.
Styles opens his mouth, but then closes it without a sound.
Fair enough. And if we're ever going to smell like each other...
His fingers tighten. Styles stops breathing.
It's definitely not going to be because we're faking something.
There's an expectant pause. And then Derek takes his hands off Styles and quietly leaves the room. Styles listens to his footsteps fade down the stairs and the front door close behind him. And then he's moving because why the hell did he just let him leave? He flails uncontrollably, trying to move towards the door and the window at the same time. His lumbering dance of indecision ends with his foot catching on his lacrosse stick and his head almost ramming into the desk. He gets back to his feet and decides the window is closer. He yanks it open and throws himself halfway out. He spots Derek walking. Away. Oh my god! He yells, because he's articulate like that. Derek looks up. You can't just leave, Styles splutters. Derek smiles, lopsided and smirk adjacent, but it's still technically a smile. And the way he tilts his head, almost like he's trying to hide what his face is doing.
Styles has a lot of feelings about that. What would you like me to do?
Derek asks.
Is he being playful? He's being playful. Styles is going to burst from how much he wants to flirt with Derek. Not even sex, or touching, or any of that good stuff. He just wants to flirt and make Derek smile at him bashfully. Come up here, Styles demands. Derek looks around uncomfortably, and Styles fears for a moment that this is where this ends today, that they're going to walk away and have awkward conversations about it later. But then, in a split second, Derek seems to make up his mind, and he jumps. He jumps like a freaking superhero, and lands a hair's breadth away from Styles, one hand clutching the window ledge so tight it groans in his grip. Derek smiles like the show-off he is.
You wanted me?
Styles replies automatically. All the time.
Derek's smirk falls off his face.
Yeah?
He asks softly. Styles nods, a little overenthusiastically.
Good,
Derek says, and kisses him. Do I smell like you now? Styles asks later, lying under Derek in his bed. Derek lets out a satisfied, rumbling sound, nuzzling into Styles' neck and rubbing his stubble against the sensitive skin. Styles throws his head back to give him more space.
Would he know?
Would who know what?
Derek asks absently.
The guy, the Omega,
Styles says. Would he smell you on me?
Derek stops and looks up at him.
You want that?
He states, surprised.
Styles nods, too turned on by the thought to even care how that sounds.
Yeah.
You want me to mark you,
Derek says.
You wanted... That was...
I did,
Styles says, swallowing hard.
I do.
A slow, wondering smile takes over Derek's face.
That's gonna get messy,
he warns. Styles traces the curve of his lips with a finger and smiles back at him.
Bring it on.
The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Silver and Blue as a treat for ITBE 2017. Because on your list, you said you wanted Getting Together and Seemingly Unrequited Pining But Not Actually Unrequited, and also Fake Dating, which accidentally turns into Feelings, which I feel like I hit a bunch of those things with this fic. Thanks to Jared Keen for having blanket permission to podfic. Silver and Blue, I hope this makes you smile. And everybody else who's listening, I hope you enjoyed this as well. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And have a nice day.